This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. And I will turn from how we start our day to how we end it, maybe with a little music. It may have the word noise in the title, but the San Francisco festival called Noise Pop is all about highlighting the best indie art, film, and music in the Bay Area. It kicks off tonight with concerts including Oakland's Will Sprott. Sprott used to be with a band called the Mumblers, and now is performing solo, but all the while he's been writing songs. When asked to describe his kind of music, he says,
I play the kind of music with words and guitar. It's pretty hard to pin down other than that. It's pretty weird.
I don't want to be free.
However hard to describe, fans say Sprott writes personal and poetic lyrics. He spoke with KALW's Alyssa Kapnick about his approach to songwriting for this edition of Bay Area Beats.
I dedicated myself to actually writing songs after I had moved away from California, gone to school, come back home, and I felt like I needed a job. And I did the stupid thing of thinking I could write songs and make some money off of it. This song is a very old song. It's called The Hinges Lament. It's a song about a house and a person living in a house. And the song was an attempt for me to sort of look at all these mundane things that everybody does all the time. Goes to sleep, wakes up, eats food. And it was an attempt to invest all of that minutia of the day with a supernatural quality.
If this house could talk, it would wheeze and cough. Shudder and sigh and keep its mouth shut. With its club-footed beds and the living room that's dead.
Some songs you write and you like them as songs, but you don't like to play. These songs that you think might be sort of almost too personal to share with somebody are the ones that people really connect to. In my interactions with people in everyday life, I'm a shy person, you know, and I don't come out of my shell all that easy. But when I write, you know, I definitely write from a place that's a lot more exposed. I feel like my friends and anybody that takes the time to listen to what I write probably gets to know me a lot better from my songs than they would if they just interacted with me on a day-to-day level.